Turning now to world news, France's defense minister arrived in Chad's capital today in a strong show of support for the former colony's embattled government. After obtaining UN Security Council backing for President Idriss Déby's government, French President Nicolas Sarkozy said his country could intervene if called upon against the rebels. French warplanes have been flying reconnaissance missions over rebel positions and have spotted a rebel force of between 100 to 200 vehicles east of the capital. Meanwhile, aid officials in Cameroon say they are struggling to help about 30,000 Chadian refugees who have fled the fighting. More than 3,000 other refugees have fled to Nigeria. Amongst those attempting to help is the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR. Spokesperson Hélène Coe told us more about their efforts to assist those affected by the violence.